The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Yes, Katy Perry, Firework, who is, of course, playing in Malahide Castle, just a few hundred metres up the road from here, Ciara. And it got us thinking about great concert venues, whether it's Marley Park or Aviva Stadium or Malahide Castle. No shortage of them. Somebody singing outside, joining in the Katy Perry number. But no shortage of really good concert venues. And who better to talk us through them than Pat Carty, arts journalist and broadcaster. Pat, let's start with Malahide Castle. What makes it a good venue?
Well, I wasn't at one this year. I was supposed to go to Nick Cave there last week. I don't know, first of all, as we have people here, is anybody going to Katy Perry later on? Pretend jar. Shout and pretend jar. What makes it a great venue?
Lots of people here in the hotel.
Yes, of course. Maybe Miss Perry is here.
Lots of mother and daughters apparently.
Is she staying here tonight?
I don't know.
Katy Perry. We get her down for an interview.
We got the last room and apparently she couldn't.
She lost
out. She's disappointed.
Anyway, I have been at several gigs there. The best one I was ever at was Prince, which was about... Well, he's dead 10 years, so it must be before that. But I went to Blur last year. I think that's last summer with my two children. And it was fantastic because it wasn't quite as glorious as today, but it was nice, you know. The thing about these outdoor venues, and I hate to mention it on a day like today, when the weather is like this, you couldn't be anywhere better.
Yeah.
When it's raining, it dampens the crack, literally dampens the crack
bit.
A small bit, you know.
Yeah.
But we won't talk
about it. That's not going to be an issue for Katy Perry tonight.
No, not at all.
David Byrne played in St. Anne's Park a couple of weeks ago. People said it lashed. But people said it was one of the best concerts I've ever seen.
Yeah. I have seen David Byrne live. I wasn't at that one. But I have a friend who was at it, who doesn't live too far away from it. That's a big factor for these things. We'll talk about that in a minute. But I said, what was the concert like? She said, it was fantastic. She said, but after it wasn't great. I had to go home and stand in the shower for about half an hour because she was just soaked through.
Yeah.
I've been at a few of them when it's like that, and it depends on the crowd, I suppose, you know. But I mean, we're spoiled in Dublin, really, for these things because there's so many venues.
Well, that's what I was going to say to you. This is the summer of concerts, isn't it? I mean, this week alone, wasn't it Teddy Swims last night?
That's right.
Katy Perry tonight, Olivia Dean, Lewis Capaldi at the weekend. Calvin Harris is here.
Did you mention Olivia Dean?
I did.
No, sorry.
Yeah.
Shane was at Olivia Dean, so that's why we have to mention
her. How was that, Shane?
She was amazing.
Great.
She is brilliant. Yeah. She's a proper superstar and she's going to be even bigger. She was fantastic.
There you go, folks. Write it down. Shane's after making a prediction there.
But of the venues in Dublin, we've mentioned Malahide Castle, and the only gig I've been to there was a number of years ago. Neil Young. It's a great gig.
I was at that. Yeah.
Really good. Marley Park, obviously, hopping all of this week. Is it a new phenomenon that there's this many gigs on?
Not really.
All at once?
No. I mean, it's been like this for years because there's a great market here for gigs. I mean, we should mention none of these things are free, but there is an incredible market for live music in Ireland, full stop. I mean, we have a list here of stuff, which is astounding, and that's just this year. But I mean, Marley Park, as you mentioned, I saw What's Left of Queen in Marley Park a couple of years back.
I don't think they like to be referred to as that.
Yeah, well, they're not here, so it's okay. that was spectacular. They were supported by...
Brian May has just texted. He's not happy.
Yeah, actually, I know Roger Taylor's son, so maybe I should shut up about that. But Boomtown Rats and The Darkness were supporting them. That was an incredible day out. Now, the thing that happened to me that night, which is kind of rare, is because I was at Pearl Jam last year or the year before in the same place. With these... We're talking to the good people in Malahide here, and of course, and if you're at a concert in Malahide and you live in Malahide, it's perfect, you know, because you come out of the place and you walk down home.
Places, or maybe you don't even come out of the place, you sit in your back garden
And
enjoy it.
Places, but it all depends on, it's all relative, it all depends on where you live, because places like Malahide and Marley Park can be tricky to get out of after a concert. You know, you hear reports of people waiting for trains for hours. No, I was talking to someone else this morning who was at Nick Cave here, and they said, we went out, got into the car in the car park and drove home. It was no problem. I know other people, because I was talking to a taxi driver last week. He said, I had to drive out to Malahide at about 12 o'clock the next day. And I said, what are you talking about? The people who were trying to get their car out of the car park gave up, got a taxi into town to the hotel they were staying in, got a taxi back out the next day to pick up their car. So it swings and roundabouts.
I do think because, and people want the gigs. I mean, you're saying there's a lot of gigs.
Oh, yeah,
on,
they're great.
But they're almost all completely sold out. People want this. And I think it's a brilliant atmosphere to
Can
have
Can you imagine
so
Katy Perry later on?
Yeah,
even,
live
if you're
music.
A fan and this weather.
I presume I'm going to stay in Malahide tonight. I'm presuming I'm going to be able to hear Katy Perry. But we do need to get on top of the public transport, which is not down to the concert promoters.
No,
it's
it
not
isn't.
Down
no,
to the people.
No.
It's the NTA. People need public transport to serve their needs. And we want Dublin to move and we want Dublin to be hopping.
Well,
we want Dublin to have all these gigs on because it's fantastic for the people who live here and the people who come here. But we need to be on top of the other end of it.
Well, to be fair, I mean, I don't know what the story is, say, with the DART from here. How feasible it is to put on extra trains. I don't know whether that's possible.
I think it's tricky.
I'm sure it is.
You know, constraints. I think there's other
physical
train
space.
Services.
And
yeah,
like
I think,
that, you know?
I think there is. First outdoor gig you ever went to, am I right in saying Croke Park?
That's right, yeah, 1987.
I was there.
U2. I was 15.
I was so passé. I was there for the Croke Park one in 85.
Ah, well, you're older.
Too,
you're older than I am. Well, you look older than I am. And let me see, 2 weeks later, I went to Slane then to see David Bowie. So that was a good summer.
That was a good summer.
Yeah, yeah.
First one I was ever at, I don't know if anyone will even remember it. Looking at the crowd, maybe you will. Self-Aid in the RDS. Does anyone remember that?
Yeah,
that was, I think, 85 as well.
I'd say it was around then.
It was just after Live Aid.
Yeah.
We had the great idea.
It was 86.
Was it 86?
No, sorry. It was 85.
Yeah.
You're right.
I thought it was 85.
I bought the record. They put out a record.
Make it work.
That.
Make it work.
No, not the
make
single. That was a terrible single.
It was
I didn't buy
desperate.
That. But they put out a record of live performances from the day because they had Van Morrison and U2 and Christa Berg. You know, they had all. They covered all.
Sorry, it was
1986. It was 1986. Yeah.
Come back in a few minutes. We'll be finished.
4 years ago.
About what year?
Yeah, I was doing my leaving cert.
What was funny about it though, it was off the back of Live Aid, which is obviously raising money for the famine in Ethiopia, and we decided to raise money for unemployment.
Yeah.
And like now, it was a mad thing. And
saved the country. It completely saved the country.
How I ended up being there because I was only I think 14 or something. How I ended up being there. Was we were watching it on telly, and then the thing came across the bottom of the telly saying tickets still available. You can still come.
Where was it on again?
RDS.
And we just jumped on a train and went in and just went
That's
in
pretty,
halfway
yeah.
through.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Great gig. Not so sure about the idea behind it. I don't think.
Make it work.
Yeah.
Make it work.
And definitely not.
Yeah.
Not
the song
not
was terrible.
Song to go. What's the talk to you with some of the. Great gigs you've seen.
The great
outdoors.
Gigs. Well, you see, what I was saying earlier about it being relative to where you live. See, if I had my way, I live near Kilmainham, so obviously I'd like them all down there.
Yeah,
because there are gigs down there.
Oh yeah, yeah. But I'd like them all down there, so I could walk home from them. But
you've seen in Kilmainham?
Best gig, Nick Cave, supported by Patti Smith. That was phenomenal. The most recent one I was at there was Queens of the Stone Age, which was also great, completely different thing.
People still talk about Leonard Cohen there.
Yeah,
in,
I was there
in
for that.
Yeah, I was at that, yeah. And I'll tell you what happened at that. I wasn't a Leonard Cohen fan, really. And a mate of mine said, listen, I've got a spare ticket. So I said, hey, I'll go along, you know. And it was a bit like this. There was all chairs sitting down. And what it reminded me of, because everybody, it was a nice enough day, but everybody was sitting there with... they had rugs across their legs and stuff like that. And I, for some reason, it reminded me a bit of Knock, you know? Yeah, hold on now. It reminded me of Knock as if they were all sitting there and being very reverent, you know, and everyone was close together. So I sat down.
He was probably singing Hallelujah.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
stuff.
There you go. And I lasted about one song. I thought, enough of this. And I went over, there was a bar over to the right-hand side. And I went over and I was kind of leaning on the bar, chatting to your man behind the bar. And about a couple of songs in, I started to go, hey, yeah, this is pretty good. So I went out and bought a few Leonard Cohen records the next day. There you go. Won me over. But that was great. And I also, at the end of it, I thought, fantastic. Walked home in 5 minutes. That's great too. So
that was your favourite part of the gig.
So I'm not trying to knock Malahide or anything like that.
Just before we go.
It's a long walk for me from here. You know.
Gigs to look forward to for the rest of the summer. I'm looking forward to Johnny Marr in Trinity.
Johnny Marr, yeah. There's the Trinity gigs are great as well. There's two actually that I'm going to. That are coming up that Elvis Costello is playing I think
July 5th
next week, yeah, and then Johnny Marr as well. I should also say that Nile Rodgers and Sheik are playing here. I think
it wouldn't be a summer in Ireland if Nile Rodgers.
Nile Rodgers must own property here, you know. He actually, I saw him in St. Anne's Park. We should mention in all these places. I saw him there last year with Tom Jones. That was a great gig. I was working at that, so I wouldn't have normally gone, but it was great.
Tom Jones was surprisingly brilliant.
It was great.
Too.
I mean, it was raining, so people weren't throwing underwear at him because they were keeping it on, you know, because it was
cold.
It was a bit cold, to be honest with you. That was a great gig, though. Who else is playing coming up? There's so many of them, as we were saying. The Trinity Summer Series, we should mention. There's people like OMD, the Kooks, Glenn Hansard is playing there. I saw Paul Weller there one time, the special.
Before we wrap, best gig you've ever been to in Dublin?
Janie. I see it probably inside.
I'll put that to you.
Should I say the best outside one?
Nope. Bruce Springsteen, outside.
I've seen Bruce Springsteen several times in the last several years, and the ones in the RDS were phenomenal.
Well, I'm going to pass and I'm going to read a text by Keith instead. He said, the best venue in Dublin will always be the SFX.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing since has come close. Everyone played there. Depeche Mode, U2, Metallica.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. SFX was great. And again, you could walk home from the SFX. As long as you didn't live in Malahide.
So the House Martins there in, must have been about 85 or 6.
What a good place to be.
And the Farm were supporting them and they were...
very good.
And they were unheard of, the Farm. You're such a monkey with the puns.
Somebody says, don't forget the upcoming Flavours of Fingal the weekend after next, July 4th and 5th. And somebody else says, not Ireland, but I'm going to see Kneecap in Crystal Palace Park this weekend. Can't wait, supported by the Mary Wallopers. It'll be a great gig. It will indeed. Pat Carty, arts journalist, thank you indeed.
Thanks a million, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Malahide.
Woo! Let us hear you, Malahide!
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.